Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy via Zoom with Finger Lakes Health. We say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Ted.
How are you doing?
Very well. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I did. Very nice, quiet affair with the family. So what I want to start with before we meet our guest, the first thing is we've been hearing about the latest resurgence in COVID and the strain it's putting on hospitals. Do you happen to know at this point how Finger Lakes, or Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors are doing in terms of capacity and ability to treat an upsurge?
Sure. We obviously do prepare for this, which is important. And it's important to say that we are not at this point overwhelmed. However, indeed, it is for sure serious that we are seeing this secondary surge. We urge the community to do what they've been doing. We've been so appreciative that the community's been masking, keeping their distance, and really following guidance, because we do know that that makes a huge, huge difference. We also know that there's been about a 65% uptick in cases attributable to small gatherings in homes and things. So those of us who sort of people stopped being at large gatherings, they started to then have small gatherings. So I will say, while we do have beds and we do, we are not at this point in sort of a spot where there isn't capacity, we certainly need staff. And when our staff is exposed in the community, our staff can then become ill, and it becomes an issue, as you can imagine, a really vicious cycle. So for us, I do just feel honored every day to work with these heroes here at Finger Lakes Health who have come every day. They know they can get the virus by coming. They know that it's going to be a hard day. They know they're going to be really put to the test. And I would say to you, we are urging people to just do as you have before. Show your respect and your gratitude for us, as well as your respect and care for others, by wearing your mask, social distancing, et cetera. So for us, it's not about a bed capacity issue. Just like many other hospitals, we are no different. We are not immune in any of the hospitals in our region. So we certainly are seeing, as there's more community spread, there's also more spread amongst our staff, and it becomes an issue of making sure that you have the staff to be able to care for people when their time is needed. And again, stay home. If you have symptoms, if you think you have a cold, we are not in regular times. I want to echo what public health is saying. This is not times, or it's not business as usual. If you have symptoms, something that's new to you, seek out testing, contact public health if you have questions, contact your primary care physician. Don't go out if you have those questions about your health. Please reach out. We have lots of telemedicine visits. That's what we're going to talk about today a little bit, is access to primary care. So reach out. If you don't have a primary care physician, we can get you hooked up.
And then
long answer to your question, but very important.
Say one more thing, and we've been plugging these on the community calendar. Remind us about the holiday celebrations and fundraisers at Geneva General, Soldiers and Sailors, and Huntington Living Center.
Absolutely. Thank you. Indeed, our three auxiliaries, Geneva General Hospital Auxiliary, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, and Taylor Brown Auxiliary, have long supported hospital equipment programs that otherwise we wouldn't get reimbursement for, et cetera. And one of the things that they can do, they've not been able to host many regular events or fundraisers, but one of the things that they have remained to have as traditions are trees, whether they be trees with lights, trees with pine cones, trees with stars, in a way to set up in our lobby and memorialize or honor someone you love. Whether you had a new baby born this year, whether there's someone you're just not going to be able to see because you're not visiting because of COVID, go ahead, get on our website. You can fill out a form for a very nominal amount, $5, $10, each one varies. You can go ahead and honor someone and have something placed on our tree for them. And then, of course, all the proceeds from all three auxiliaries support what needed equipment, supplies, and programs here right at Finger Lakes Health. So we encourage you. It's a great gift for people that don't have it. It's a great way to make a commitment. And honestly, today is Giving Tuesday. So today is the day to give to your favorite not-for-profits, and we hope that you'll keep Finger Lakes Health Foundation among your priorities, as well as the auxiliaries.
All right, look on our community calendar page at fingerlakesdailynews.com for those three celebrations, and let's meet our guest provider today.
Yes, I'm so glad and grateful to Dr. Eric Shives. Dr. Shives, his specialty is family medicine. He was with us at Life Care, and he's now in a new location at Seneca Family Health Center, helping lead that team to provide primary care in Seneca County. He's going to talk with us a lot, I think, today, in essence, about sort of access to care, family medicine, which means he can treat patients of all ages. His training was at the University of South Carolina Medical School, and he is board certified by the American Board of Family Medicine. So I'm really grateful Dr. Shives is joining us as a first-time guest, by the way, Ted.
All right, Dr. Shives, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Ted. I'm glad to be here.
So you went to school in Gamecock country. Is that where you're from?
No, actually, I grew up near Buffalo, New York.
Ah, So let's talk about the move from Life Care to Seneca Family Health Center, what that means for you and your patients.
So for me, it's just a different location. I'm doing exactly the same thing that I did at Life Care. I'm still providing full spectrum care over here at this office. But because of the need in the health system, they decided that it'd be better for me to come over here.
One of the things that we're seeing during COVID is a lot of people postponing the routine medical care they get with people like their primary care physician. Are you seeing that at all with your patients? And how do you encourage them to keep their schedules and keep getting that primary care?
Well, while the rates were going higher earlier in the year, we were doing a lot of telemedicine visits, which we can accomplish a lot of the same things with preventative care using telemedicine. And again, while the rates are going up again, I expect we'll get back to that at some point. But right now, a lot of my patients are comfortable coming into the office.
One of the things that we've been talking about with a number of the different health providers that we talk with is the importance of the flu vaccine, because the flu, you can get both the flu and or COVID, and it's very important to get that flu vaccine, maybe more important this year than ever.
It is. And again, flu vaccine does work. It does decrease the rates of the flu. Again, a lot of people have questions about vaccines, but they over and over have shown that they do work.
Do we know yet? We're hearing the news stories that the first COVID vaccine might be getting out in a matter of days or maybe a couple of weeks. As far as you know, will the distribution be similar to the flu? I mean, will you be able to get it at Rite Aid and Walgreens and from your primary care doctor, much like you do the flu vaccine, or do we know that yet?
I don't think we can answer that question yet until they decide which COVID vaccine is going to be distributed. But I would expect that the supply issues with the political stances of this country in this issue will be pretty good.
We've talked for many years now about the importance of primary care, and part of it is developing that relationship with the patient and kind of knowing what makes them tick and going beyond, I guess, what's in the medical textbooks. How do you do that? How do you develop your knowledge of a patient and their family and learn to have kind of, I guess, a bedside manner, for lack of a better term?
I think my job in family medicine is just coordinate care. So a lot of times I get questions about, the specialist told me this, what do I do with it? Or the specialist made this recommendation, what should I do? And again, it's just having those conversations with patients over and over again that leads you to know them better and what their wishes are and what you can do for them.
What kind of questions should potential patients ask of their potential doctor to make sure that there's a good fit?
Again, it's just asking questions. If the doctor refuses to listen or deflects questions or seems like they're just in a hurry to get them out of the room, then perhaps that's not the fit for that patient.
A lot of people right now are talking about what we should or shouldn't do in terms of holiday and gathering. Some of them are medical professionals, others are not. So let's get it from a medical profession. What are you going to tell your patients in terms of what we ought to do for Christmas gatherings and what we can do to stay as safe as possible until this vaccine gets into distribution?
Again, I think from a medical standpoint, it's protecting the people that are high risk. So if you're going to be around someone that's high risk, even in your own home, I would consider wearing a mask. Multiple studies have shown that masks decrease the risk of the person that has COVID from spreading it to others. And a lot of the times with COVID, people have no symptoms whatsoever. So if you're going to be around someone who's high risk, I would highly recommend that you practice social distancing and wear a mask.
I think, is that a part that seems to be getting forgotten a little bit? People say, I feel fine, I don't have it, I'm not going to get it, what's the worry? But it's not you, it's you, but it's also who you come in contact with.
Correct. And again, if you look at the majority of the data, approximately 50% of people that get COVID have no symptoms whatsoever. So just because you feel fine doesn't necessarily mean you're not risking someone else's health.
So remind us where your new home is, Seneca Family Health Center, and how potential new patients can get a hold of you.
So we're located at 367A East Main Street in Waterloo, New York. Our office is accepting new patients, and we'd be happy to see anyone that wants to come over.
All right, Dr. Eric Shives, a primary care physician with Finger Lakes Health. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again. And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Dr. Shives, and thank you, Ted.